5 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH Newsletter time is 8:21, and the third Thursday of each month at this time, we check in with the Greenwich Association of Realtors, Stacy Lowe, Brian Tunney with the Greenwich Real Estate Report. Good morning, Stacy. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
All right, Stacy, give us those numbers.
Sure. So we are looking at the month of August 2022 to round out the end of the summer. We saw 74 single-family residential closings, so same as last month. That is compared with 96 closings in August 2021, which we know was a phenomenal number for August, as last year for any year. The median sale price was around $2.7 million, which was much higher than last year when it was just over $2.2 million. The average days on market was 62 days for the month of August 2022, and that's compared to 84 days in August 2021. So still just phenomenal, rapid market pace. For the single-family sector. There were 22 condo and co-op residential closings during August of 2022. That's compared to 15 condo and co-op closings in August 2021, so still a lot of movement in that sector as well. The median sale price for condos and co-ops increased to $849,000, up from $720,000 in 2021. And the average days on market was 49 days for the month of August for condos and co-ops, which is a decrease from 63 days. So, again, just really, really quick moving inventory in both segments. And when we look at pending sales, we've still got some pretty strong activity there as well. 62 single-family homes currently pending and 15 condo and co-op sales currently pending.
All right, Stacy, the numbers bounce up and down as far as median price, but there seems to be a pretty big jump from 2.2 to 2.7 million a year over year, and the condo 720 to 850,000. I mean, are those significant in your view?
They are significant. And what we see happening is there's more activity in the higher price ranges. And so that's really one of the big contributors to the sales that we're seeing.
Brian, you've talked
the increase in prices.
Okay. Brian, you've talked about inventory. Are we still with a low inventory?
Yes, we're still townwide. We're right between 3 and 4 months of inventory. And in Old Greenwich and Riverside, you're just slightly over 2 months of inventory. So and what else is happening, as Stacy mentioned, that the days on market are decreasing. And so why is that happening is that people who are real sellers are pricing their homes to sell and let the market determine the price instead of having aspirational pricing. I mean, any house in Greenwich on the market for 30 days that hasn't sold typically is overpriced.
Aspirational pricing, that's another way of saying they overpriced it, right?
Yes.
But
The reality is that the buyers determine the price that they're willing to pay for our home, not the sellers.
And 2 months
the buyers and the bank.
And 2 months on the market, that's nothing. That's going in a flash, right?
Yeah. Well, and a lot of them are selling within 10 to 15 days.
Wow.
So there's still major pent-up demand for properly priced homes in all segments of the market.
All right, so we're getting into the fall season now. So, Brian, where do you see things going?
Still very strong. We've got a lot of people looking for houses here in Greenwich because of our quality of life. The good news is that we're starting to see more inventory, though a lot of the homes that came on over the last 2 weeks already are in contract. So that tells me that you have a lot of qualified buyers looking for homes here in Greenwich.
And, Stacy, were the numbers from August, I mean, is that taken into account, I guess, maybe a lot of people moving, in time for this new school year, that kind of thing?
Absolutely, yeah. So we do typically see people trying to get in time so they can be in place, ready for school. The schools in our area are one of the main drivers for people moving to Greenwich. So that is definitely a factor during that time frame.
I just heard a buzz. Brian's probably getting a call for another home. He's got to do an opening for, right? And I know, Stacey, before we let you go, you want to talk about the legislative forum you have coming up.
Yeah, so we are getting ready for a legislative forum with the state Senate and state representative candidates for our local areas. What we do is this is specifically for our members, and we focus specifically on topics related to real estate, land use, economic development, the things that will impact our members' businesses and perhaps, the areas in which they live and work. So it's a good chance for them to get to meet the candidates and to listen to their different views on the different issues that will be coming up. We know that there are a lot of issues that are in the forefront that do impact real estate and land use, et cetera. So it will be really interesting to see that play out, and we're very excited that all of the candidates have agreed to participate.
And it'll probably have maybe even broader appeal now with all the zoning discussions, right?
Absolutely, yes. Very, very important. And really, I think the most important thing is we know that people's political opinions, you know, we're not trying to change anybody's mind. We're simply trying to get our members informed because they're the ones who are going to be asked questions by their clients when certain laws take effect and impact decisions that they can make about what they can build. And it just makes for a much better experience when our members actually understand the impacts of decisions that are made at the legislative level.
All right. When is the forum?
That'll be in October 14th. So we look forward to reporting back. But our other call to action is for anybody listening, especially those who have moved recently, make sure you are registered to vote based on your new address. So there are a ton of resources available to you, really anywhere in Google, League of Women Voters. CQ Realtors has different resources on their website related to registering for voting. So please double check that so that you are eligible to vote on Election Day.
All right, fantastic. That's Stacey Lowe, Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President, Brian Tunney, 2022 GAR President. Brian, Stacey, good to talk to you once again. We'll talk again in October.
Excellent. Likewise. Tony.